Well, the colonial lines on Canada's map were first wiped clean, and then it was all redrawn, but this time by a team of five First Nation, Métis, and Inuit organizations. They drew the map based on Indigenous territories, trading routes, language groups, treaties, and art. With help from the Canadian Geographic Society, their efforts produced the first Indigenous Peoples Atlas of Canada. It's a groundbreaking educational tool that will soon grace libraries and classrooms right across the country. Rai Morin is the director of the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, and Charlene Bearhead is an educator who worked on the Atlas. They're both with me this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Rai, I'm going to ask you, because as I've been saying, it's not easy to see the Atlas. It's been kept fairly guarded. Can you describe what it looks like? I know there's a few different versions, but can you tell me what it looks like?
Yeah, there's really three core components to the Atlas. There's a print version, which is going to have specific sections, well, specific volumes actually, on Inuit, Métis, First Nations peoples and perspectives. And then there's a specific volume on truth and reconciliation residential schools. There's a giant floor map that's produced, and that's going to be for use in schools, for young kids, and really anybody who needs to learn more about the country. Mm. And then there's an interactive web component to it where all of this information is presented online.
The floor map, give me a sense of how big this is. Is it going to fit in a gym, or where will it have to go?
Yeah, there's multiple sizes, but the largest size is gymnasium sized, and then I think there's about a quarter gymnasium size too for smaller areas.
Why is this atlas being considered groundbreaking? What's so unique about this project?
We're in a collective process of truth-telling in this country. That's why we had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That's why we've got a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Inquiry right now. Canadians don't know enough about Indigenous peoples' perspectives and histories. This atlas is bringing those perspectives and voices forward in a very authentic way, a very comprehensive way, and it's really going to help shape the future of this country in a very positive way for generations to come, actually.
Mm-hmm. Charlene, there's talk of the oral tradition and the land-based knowledge that has informed this atlas. Can you tell me something about how that information was gathered and then processed to be usable as an atlas, because some of those forms of knowledge are, you know, non-traditional for geographers or cartographers perhaps.
So my work was with the team specifically around education. But as Rai mentioned, there's the digital component of this work as well. Mm-hmm. So a great way to capture oral tradition. But actually, that was really an important part of the process of bringing that knowledge forward. And it was a team of Indigenous people from around the country. We had representatives that were Coast Salish, that were Dene, that were Nakota, that were Mi'kmaq, that were, you know, Inuit from the four regions, Métis, educators, people from Gabrielle Dumont Institute. The stories that were brought together, and I think the real power of that work and the success of that work and what you'll see as that's unveiled today is that Canadian Geographic really listened to that. And so what we see as far as the giant floor map, the atlases, the lesson plans and education materials that go with that, the digital components of this resource really reflect that authentic voice and the multiplicity of voices of Indigenous people in this country. And so I think they did a really great job of capturing that visually. In the giant floor map, it's very different than anything you've ever seen in a map that done by a cartographer, but also in those stories, in the resources and especially in the digital version.
Right. I know that this atlas, the promise of it is it will explore language and demographics and art and culture. Is there some achievement within that sphere of ambitions that you think really stands out, like one part of the atlas that really impresses you that you always come back to or you think about? Give me an example of something it does in the way of language or culture that's really remarkable.
I think one of the things that is explored in the residential school section is a presentation of some of the really important stories that are out there that Canadians need to understand and need to hear about. Just this past week, we've had a team out in a community called the Muskaugan First Nation, where there is one of the very few remaining residential schools still standing. And accompanying that residential school are a series of unmarked cemeteries. Mm. There's a specific discussion around that community's quest, fight for recognition of that site, their attempts to preserve that site as a museum and an archive, and most importantly, to acknowledge and remember those children that still remain in the ground there. You know, those types of stories, they're not pleasant aspects of our history, but they are reflective of the longstanding efforts of Indigenous peoples to resist the continued erosion of their culture. That's where I think this atlas is so valuable, is it's really a celebration of the resilience, the strength of Indigenous elders, communities to hold on to this information and now share it with Canada.
Was it a challenge, or did it feel like an impossible task, perhaps, is a better way of asking, to bring the viewpoint of Mi'kmaq people into alignment with those of a Coast Salish people? Because, you know, non-Indigenous people might imagine as some one Indigenous voice. I think there's a mythology of, like, you know, the Indigenous outlook on the world. Well, that can't be right, because there's thousands of different groups of people we're talking about. Was it hard to bring it all under one rubric in this way?
Well, I can say in the area of the education work that was done, what was really fantastic was the giant floor map, and the lesson plans was an opportunity to visually reflect the multiplicity of voice and nation and perspective and knowledge. But then within the lesson plans were created very clearly to be contextualized. So, you know, one of the examples that I really like is when we talk in one of the lesson plans about taking a look at waterways and lakes and sites that are in a particular territory, the traditional territory of the people, wherever that school happens to sit, and to engage with community and for the students and the teachers to learn and find out what were the original names, what were the connections. So, for example, you think about Jasper, where Jasper is now. There are 11 different First Nations that have direct ties to that place at different parts of the, you know, times of the year for different ceremony and for different purposes. And so created in such a way that that is what it invites young people and their teachers and their parents and community to learn from this is, where do I really live?
Yeah, that's, I mean, maybe this is putting you on the spot, but can you tell us a little bit about what the Atlas says about the area we're sitting in now? I mean, this is Kitigan-Zibi area, it's Algonquin area. I mean, does the Atlas have much to tell us about the rivers that converge here and the people who were here before us?
I think, you know, what we're going to see with the Atlas presented as a whole is that it's going to give Canadians a deeper appreciation of the land that they stand on. And the first starting place that we have to recognize, acknowledge, and affirm is that Indigenous peoples have been here for a very long period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, when this project was first launched, Roberta Jameson from the Inspire Foundation spoke. She gave something to the audience that I thought was particularly beautiful. She said, you know, most Canadians don't understand that when they write a letter to somebody here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, they're actually using three traditional Indigenous names, three traditional Indigenous place names that all have meaning, that all have a history and a whole set of teachings really that surround that. And I think that's the opportunity through this atlas is for Canadians to better understand what all of this means.
Mm-hmm. It's been shown off, I guess, to educator circles, and maybe some test students too have already seen this atlas that's about to be unveiled tonight. And I haven't been able to get a look at it myself. I'm dying to see it. What has reaction been like? What are people saying when they're, especially, I imagine a gymnasium-sized map and people are standing on it. What are people saying when they look at it?
Well, I've actually had the opportunity to see some of those people standing on that draft version of the map and engagement. There's a huge buzz across the country in ministries of education and teachers associations and in schools and classrooms and universities across the country, the anticipation of this coming out. And in fact, it's led to something that I feel is really exciting that Canadian Geographic has made available, because this is such a unique opportunity and resource, that previously the giant floor maps and education kits with the atlases have been, made available, that there are 10 that are produced by Canadian Geographic and schools can sign them out for 2 weeks at a time or organizations. But because there's been such a huge interest in this, they've made it available that school districts, organizations, schools, individually, faculties of education can purchase them. And really, in the end, the cost is about what it would cost you for a keynote speaker to come in for an hour and leave. And you've got this incredible resource that you can use to educate parent groups, to educate everyone in the community. And so the anticipation is huge.
Sounds like an evening with a lot of electricity. So I'll send you out of here, but I appreciate your coming in this afternoon, sharing it all with me. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.